Welcome to Module 5 of the ICHP Faculty Guidelines. This is the final module, and it is designed to help you develop strong learning assessment questions for the CPE activity learners. Keep in mind that approximately 5 learning assessment questions per hour of CPE activity should be developed. At least one question must relate back to each of the activity's learning objectives. When developing questions, use a single correct answer, multiple choice format, and stay away from true-false. The question should be stated in a positive nature, such as, which of the following statements is correct? Avoid using questions of a negative nature, such as, which of the following statements is not true or incorrect? When writing your questions, all response options should be similar in length and type. Do not use the words always or never in answer options. Also, avoid all of the above or none of the above in answer options. Remember that the learning assessment questions should coincide with your learning objectives. When you are finished with the faculty guidelines, and you have an electronic signature, you may email all of the completed paperwork to ICHP at the following email address, cedept@ichpnet.org. If you do not have an electronic signature, please complete all the requested forms, including signing the Conflict of Interest Declaration, and fax them to ICHP at 815-227-9294. Or mail them to ICHP Continuing Education Department at 4055 North Perryville Road, Loves Park, Illinois, 61111. If you have any questions, you can email cedept@ichpnet.org or call 815-227-9292. For more information on ACPE Continuing Pharmacy Education Standards, you may go to www.acpe-accredit.org. Thank you for completing Module 5. This completes all the modules for the ICHP Faculty Guidelines.